Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kamma Daf Pei Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, at the bottom of the Amud, four lines from the bottom. A Gemara continues to discuss, as we learned in the Mishnah, that if somebody injures someone else, he has to pay Nezek Tzarip Yisheves and Baishas. And our Gemara has been focusing how to assess these payments. So by Rava, so Rava asked the question, Sheves Hapacheses Bedamim. If a person is injured to the degree that he is not able to work for a certain period of time, and therefore that makes him less valuable, Mahu, what will be the halacha when we assess the Nezek payment? Is that included in the assessment? And the Gemara elaborates. Hechidami, exactly what is the case? Kigoin Shikoal Yodai, where he injured his hand, Vitsamsa Yodai, and his hand got not usable. However, Saifalachsar, it's going to get better. It's just temporary. Mai. So the Gemara explains, keeping the Saifalachsar, since ultimately the hand is going to get better, Layovle Vlamidi, so that isn't taken into consideration. Idilma, or maybe the halacha teaches us, hashtami afchasei. At this point, he's less valuable because to buy an eved that can't work obviously is not very attractive. Toshma. So we learn from a Mishnah, we're going to learn that pei zayin. The Mishnah teaches us, hamaka ove v'imai, if somebody chas v'sholem hits a parent, v'loy osoba chabura, but it did not cause a chabura. It did not cause a real damage. The halacha is that if somebody, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah there, hits somebody else on Yom Kippur, the halacha is that you only have to pay the damages, you don't get malchus. The halacha is, the Mishnah teaches us, chai b'kulan, under these circumstances, you're going to pay nezek tsar ripui shevis abayshus. Hi, so ask the Gemara, when the Mishnah mentioned the case of somebody who Rachman Tzlan hit a parent, v'layos ben chabura, and he didn't make a chabura, hechidami, what exactly is the case? Is lav, isn't it referring to a situation, kigoin shikol yodoi, where the son hit the parent, the soif lachsar, but whatever he did is going to get better. And yet, the Mishnah teaches us, v'ktani, that even still says the Mishnah, that you have to pay, nicely to make kulay, you have to pay, chay b'kulay, you have to pay, nezat tzari p'shev sabayshus. Clearly, an indication that even when it's not a permanent situation, the halacha takes that into consideration. Says the Gemara, Amri, Hachem Ha'iskinen, the Mishnah over there is referring to a situation, Kigon Shechirshu, that he made him deaf. And since he made him deaf, which is something which is, of course, permanent, but making the person deaf, L'yaseh b'chaburu, doesn't mean that there's a bodily damage. And therefore, that could be the case. But a case where it's just temporary, that the Mishnah isn't referring to. Ask the Gemara, how can we explain that that's what the Mishnah is speaking about? Vava Rava, hasn't Rabbi taught us, Hachayrish as Aviv, if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, makes his father deaf, Nereg, he's Chayv Misa. And the reason is, Lefishi Efshur, L'charisha B'lai Chabura, there must have been a Chabura. Even though when we see somebody making somebody else deaf, we don't actually see a real wound, there is certainly a wound there. Lefishi Efshur, L'charisha B'lai Chabura, because tips of the Dhamma, there must be a drop of blood, the Nafalei Ba'idnei, there must have been an eternal wound, even if we don't actually see it. Says the Gemara, so what is the case? When is the case that the Mishnah refers to a situation where somebody, Rachman Tzlan, hit his father, but he did not make a chabura? It's talking about a case where he gave his father a haircut, and it's referring to a situation where his father's value, as the Gemara is going to explain, goes down in value. So ask the Gemara, at first glance, Gilchai, if somebody gives a haircut, so even if there was a problem with the haircut, Mahada Hadr, it's going to go, the hair's going to go black. Isn't that exactly what we're discussing? Where if the wound is temporary, how will we look at it? Why would we differentiate between somebody who got a wound on the hand that we're learning, but it's going to come back? We're not sure that that's considered a damage. And a haircut, which wasn't a good haircut. Answers Gemara, Amri, Hachamai Skinen, Kigoyin Shesocha Nashach. He gave him a haircut, he put on some sort of a cream that causes the hair to completely go, never come back, never grow back, the loy hadar, and therefore it's permanent. Says the Gemara, we're learning now that that's the case of the Mishnah on that Pei Zayin. And we're going to learn in that Mishnah that in these circumstances, you have to pay Nezek Tzar Rip Rishavis and Baishis. So the Nezek, we've been able to identify, because we're saying that the Nezek refers to a situation where the hair is not going to go back. But ask the Gemara, where is the Tzar involved in such a haircut? Tzar, what's the hair? Tzar, says the Gemara, we're referring to a situation, this lay katafune bereshe, that this person has cracks on his head, and because he has cracks in the head, v'tzofche ma hanu kartene, and because this cream, which is obviously sharp, goes into those cracks, that causes pain. Ripui, what is the ripui? The bayas suye, that this cream is causing him serious pain, and he needs to get a doctor. Shevis, where's the Shevis payment? Where's the unemployment here? Says the Gemara, Davim Rakabe Kuvei. The father's job was that he used to be a performer. He goes around from place to place and he sings and dances. And now, the boy Machvi Gavne Areshe, and part of the way he does his performance is that he moves his head in different directions. And now, V'loy Machvi, Manikav Tafuni, because of the pain, he can't do so. Boishes, and of course, when we speak about the Boishes, says the Gemara, Eilecha Boishes Godmiza, we can't identify a bigger situation of shame, because he walks around with his hair is cut in a way that is embarrassing, and therefore it's certainly considered a Boishes. So the question, of course, is, Tysus discusses this, he can't do the job that he was used to of going to weddings or going to different performances. He can't move his head around. But he could do other jobs. So why does he deserve Shevis? So the Rush explains, from here we see that if somebody has a specific profession and now he was injured, and the profession that he is trained to do and does, he can't do, even though he could perhaps take another job, that doesn't mean that he isn't deserving of unemployment for the job that he can do. The question that the Paiskim, of course, discuss, is a son allowed to give a haircut to a father? The Lekra Yosher quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, that a son may not give a haircut to a father, because we need to be concerned that maybe he's going to wound him during giving the haircut. And as we just learned, that's a real possibility. And even if the father is Michael, and the father says, I want you to give me a haircut, and if something happens, I'm Michael you, the halacha still is that a son is not allowed to do anything. The son is not allowed to do anything that Kechas V'Shalom caused that he would be wounding his father. I saw that the Shalos Tshuvos Shevet HaKohasi, Chelek Aleph Siman Reis Samach, wants to differentiate if it's a haircut that's given with scissors, or it's a haircut that's given with a machine. He wants to suggest that if it's a haircut that's given with scissors, so the chance of a real wound is minimal, and therefore a son would be allowed to give such a haircut. But if it's a haircut that's being given with a machine, there's a greater chance of wounding the father, and the halacha would be that it's usur. The Deber Tzina Rav and the Shas HaTshuvas Be'er Moshe Chelek Dalet Simon Samach Beis, he wants to say that an interesting approach. He says if a father has issues on the different situations with his head where his hair is growing that are embarrassing, and for him to go to the barber to take a haircut is extremely embarrassing that he should be seen that way. So then says the Be'er Moshe that a son who wants to help his father avoid this type of embarrassment, then the halacha is that he would be allowed to give him a haircut. But under normal circumstances, where the father could go for a haircut, the father should go for a haircut and not rely on the son because of the reasons we just learned. Says the Gemara, "Milsa de Bailei l'Rava," and what was a question to Rava, it was obvious in one direction, but the Rav Lachis and the Rav in a different direction. Ditmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash, he called Yodai, if somebody hit somebody else, the tzamsa, and the hand got wounded, the soifalach, but it's going to get better. Abaya Menoisel Sheves Kedoyla, he has to pay Sheves, he has to pay the Nezek that his value went down. He also has to give Sheves Ketana. Even though he paid him for the amount that his value went down, he only could do a less significant job now. And now he can no longer do what he used to do because of the injury. And not only that, but even that position that he could do now after the injury, he can't do because he is laid up. Rav Amar, Eina Noisin Loi, the only payment you have to give is the Sheves Kedoyla. Ela Demei Shiftoi Shekol Yoyim B'Yoyim. That he's not, the only thing you have to give is the amount that he couldn't, goes down value. But if you give Nezek, you don't have to give that. So we see that there's a machloikis how to make this evaluation. Says the Gemara, Itmar, HaKotei Yad Eved Ivri Shel Chaveroi. If somebody cuts off the hand of an Eved Ivri that belongs to someone else, Abaya Menoisin LeSheves Gedoyla, we pay him the value, the amount that he went down in value. Of course, the Pnei Yeshua right away tells us that our Gemara is very specific when it says it's speaking about an Eved Ivri. Because if we're speaking about an Eved Kanani, as we will in Mitzvah Shem, an Eved Kanani belongs completely to his owner. And since the Eved Kanani belongs completely to his owner, everything that happens, any payment, would go to the owner. But here we're speaking about, as we just said, HaKatei Yad Eved Ivri Shechaveri. He cuts off the hand of the Eved Ivri of somebody else. Abayam Inos L'Sheves Kedoyla. How much his value went down, that it goes to the Eved. Because an Eved Ivri is not going to be an Eved Ivri forever. And since he's not going to be an Eved Ivri forever, so his inherent value belongs to he himself. And now he won't be able to have that value after this accident. The Sheves Ketana, but what he can't do, even whatever job he still can do while during this period, that goes to his owner. Rav Amar, Rav says, Hakol Yinosin Levit, everything should be given to the Eved, v'yilokach ben karka, and what they should do is we should buy a piece of property with that payment, v'rav oichel peiris, and the owner eats the peiris off that fruit. Of course, the Rishonim point out that that's only as long as it's the term of the Eved Ivri by this owner. When the term ends, then the halacha is that he takes the property with him. Says the Gemara, pshita, it's obvious. Pichas etzel atzmai, v'etzel rabbi loy pichas. If it's only his own value that went down, but his owner doesn't suffer, and the Gemara right away explains, hechi dami, the paskel reish unay el reish nechirei, that he cut off the top of his ear or the top of his nose, that doesn't prevent him from being able to work. So then all damages, hakol atzmai. Piches etzel rabbi, but if it's the owner is going to suffer from this accident, says the Gemara, that's what we just learned, to pluck the dabai of a rava. So the Mefarshim asked the question, if what he did was that he just cut off the tip of his nose or the tip of his ear, what damage is there? Why is there any payment? Says the Nachlas Moshim, that even if somebody buys an Eved, person wants to buy an Eved that is pleasant looking. And when you have an Eved that has this defect, even though it doesn't necessarily affect the quality and quantity of his work, it does affect that I don't want, it's not pleasant to have such a person, and therefore there's a nezek payment. We learned in the Mishnah, boishes, when we speak about the boishes payment, hakol lefi hamavayish from his bayish. We look at person who did the embarrassing and the person who got embarrassed. Ask the Ramani Masnissen, who is the Tan of a Mishnah? Suggest the Gemara Loi Ramei of Loi Rabbi Yehuda El Rav Shimni. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, this Braisa speaks about Boishas. The Kulon, in all situation, Roino Yisom, Kelem Bnei Chayrim, we look at these people who got embarrassed, whether they're wealthy or poor, as if they're free people, Sheyodim Nechseim, that they're people that were once wealthy and lost their income, and they could understand and feel boishes. Why? Shehem b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. All Jews are children of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So, and Rashi explains that since the wealthy person will never agree to be embarrassed, he doesn't need, if somebody's going to come over to the wealthy person and say, I'm willing to pay you to embarrass you, he doesn't need the money for that. He doesn't need that kind of income. That's why the boishes payments are higher. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hagadol fi Gadlo. We have to look at the individual who is embarrassed. Hagadol fi Gadlo. A wealthier person gets more embarrassed. Hakatan fi Katnoi. And somebody who is not so significant will not feel it. Shimon Aimer, Ashir and Rana Sakilam Nechayim, Shadam and Chaseim. We don't look at the person as if he is wealthy right now, but rather we look at a person who was once wealthy and we look at them, Vanin Kavchushbehem. We look at the very poor people and even the wealthy people, we don't look at as if they're wealthy currently. Dan Elio says that Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda in this machlokes are following the opinion that we find elsewhere, because the Gemara Masechet Kedushin that Lamed Vav Amud Beis quotes a machlokes if under what circumstances a Klal Yisrael considered banim lamakim. Under what circumstances a Klal Yisrael considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children? Is it only when they do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, or under all circumstances? Rameya's opinion is that Klal Yisrael are always considered Barim Shamakim. They're always considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu children. And that's why he says we look at them as the Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that only when Klal Yisrael is Oisim Ritzoyne Shamakim, they do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, are we considered his Bonim. But if we're not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, we're not called Bonim. And therefore, he says we have to look at the person's situation. The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Dav Zayin Amun Aleph, says that if somebody is jealous, somebody is envious of somebody else, and he remains quiet. So Gemara says, "Koshi yesh lo kinal chaveroi." Somebody who's jealous of somebody else with doimim, and he remains silent. Shoychen adi ad, which means, of course, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, ois lo din. If somebody has a claim against somebody else, v'doimim, and he remains quiet, shoychen besneh ois lo din. So the Rifarshim ask, why by somebody who has kinna, is jealous, the Gemara uses the wording shoychen adi ad, and when somebody has a claim at somebody else, the Gemara uses the word shoychen besneh. So the Sefer Enei Shmuel explains that the greater a person is, then greater is his embarrassment, as we just learned in our Gemara, hakol fi mevayish umezbayish. On the other hand, that's under normal circumstances that we're learning in our Gemara when we speak about boishes. But when we talk about depriving someone of income, it's just the opposite. Because when you deprive a wealthy person of income, it doesn't hurt as much as when you deprive a poor person of his income. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he explains, in every situation, judges according to what that situation is. As the Medrash says, that by Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to us like a zaken, like an old person. And by Kriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol appeared like a young man. So somebody who's jealous of Kadosh, like somebody of somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the person as if he's a very important person. And therefore, the deserving of punishment is greater. And that's why it says Shoychen Adead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this in a very serious way. On the other hand, when you take away Panosa for somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoychen Besneh. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the person that this is a very serious situation that you deprive this person of Panosa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges, puts that into consideration. Says the Gemara, after we learned this machlokes, Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Irameya, if we're going to suggest it's the opinion of Rameya, Masnisik Tani, Hakul Fiav Mvayas Vimizbayish. Rameya treats everybody the same. Kuli Badodininu, he treats them all like Bnei Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. V, if we want to say that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Huda, Masnisik Tani, our Mishnah says, Mvayash is a Sumachayev. So somebody embarrasses Rahman Tzlon, a blind person, he's chayiv. Vila Rabbi Huda Imer, the Bryce Rabbi Huda says, Suma ein loy boishes. Ella, we must say that the Tana of a Mishnah is Rav Shimon. He says that, and therefore Rav Shimon says we have to look at every person individually, which is exactly what we learned in our Mishnah. But then the Gemara says, I feel tame Rabbi Huda. We could even suggest that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Huda. Kiyam Rehuda Suma Ein Le'Baishas. What did Rabbi Huda mean that a Suma is not subject to Baishas? That means L'mishkla Minei, to get a Baishas payment from a Suma. Av L'misfilei, if somebody Rechman Tzlon embarrassed a Suma, Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree, Yavinalei, that, and that will be consistent with our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, V'midik Tani Sefer. The Mishnah over there says, Hamavayis is a Yoshin Chayiv. If somebody embarrassed a sleeping person, is Chayiv. The Yoshin should be Ish, but if a sleeping person embarrassed somebody else, he's Potter. V'loik Tanui, but the Mishnah doesn't say, Suma should be Ish Potter. That if a Suma embarrassed somebody, he's Potter. B'chlal, the Loishna Hachi, V'loishna Hachi. By a Suma, it doesn't make a difference if he embarrassed or he was embarrassed. The Mishnah says that the Suma is subject to Boishas. And Rabbi Huda, as we just said, clearly doesn't hold that way. El Machvarta, we have no choice that the Halacha is the Masnisa of Shimon. There's a very interesting question that Chashuki Chemed discusses. And that is, there was somebody who unfortunately went through a difficult car accident. And part of what happened to him was that he is suffering from amnesia. And people, his friends, want to come to visit him because his friends believe that by coming to visit him, they may be able to stir his memory. But his situation is not a good situation, and the family is embarrassed to have people visit him in such a situation. So the Chashuki Chemed discusses, should people come visit him or not? So he quotes the Gemara Masechet Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Ein Mevakim Chayli Ma'ayim, people who are suffering, Rachman Slan, from a stomach ailment, should not be visited, Mishum HaBusha, because sometimes this person, since he's suffering from a stomach ailment, he'll have a bad odor, etc., etc., and therefore it will be embarrassing, and therefore he shouldn't, even though there's an important mitzvah, a Beker Chaylim, the halacha is you shouldn't visit him. What will be the halacha, however, here? This patient that is unfortunately, as we just discussed, suffering from amnesia, he doesn't really recognize and realize any embarrassment given his situation. It's only the family that's suffering. Should you visit him or not? So he quotes his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, says that based on the Gemara that we just learned, what's going to halacha, we're going to learn Baishi Yoshin Umeis. If somebody embarrassed somebody when he was sleeping and he died. So we see from here that while he embarrassed him, he was sleeping, and we're still discussing that he should be subject to boishes, even though he didn't realize what he was doing. So we see that even though the person doesn't feel what's happening, there still may be a boishes payment. That was Rav Chaim Kanievsky's opinion. However, the Rabbi Yoshev, he said, he then took this discussion to his father-in-law, the Chushuk, Rav Zilberstein Shlita says, he took this discussion to his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, and he says that when you embarrass somebody, when you do an act of embarrassment, so then it doesn't make a difference if the person is, as we're learning now, on the person is up or the person is sleeping, the act that you did is an act of embarrassment, and that's a zilzul, and therefore you're not allowed to do so. But in a situation where the act that you're doing is not an embarrassment, just people sometimes are embarrassed, even if what you did is not necessarily an act of embarrassment, it isn't the same. When you visit somebody who is in such a situation, Rachman Tzlan, he lost his memory, there's nothing embarrassing about the visit. The family is embarrassed that that's how their family member looks. And therefore, the two situations are not really identical. And maybe you should be allowed to visit him and you should visit him. Says the Gemara, Ma Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan, who is the Tana of the following Braisa? The Skam Levaish is a cotton. Somebody intended to embarrass a cotton. And instead, Bishus a Godel. He embarrassed an adult. Nice and Godel, the Bay Posh to Shakotten. The Boshes you pay is the amount you would pay a cotton. Similarly, Levayishus Eved, he intended to be Mevayish Eved, and Bishus Ben Chayrim. But he really then was Mevayish Ben Chayrim. Nice and Ben Chayrim, the Bay Posh to Shalavid. Mani suggests the Gemara, Loy Rabbi Meiv, Loy Rabbi Huda, Veloy Reb Shimon. It doesn't follow any of these opinions. The Kosak Datach, so the Gemara says that cotton, what is the definition of a cotton? Cotton means cotton ben chosim, a person who's poor. And godl means a godl ben chosim, a person who's wealthy. Na'ir Remeir, hamakul ba'ad adodininu. Remeir just taught us that all Jews are treated the same. The Miri points out that the Gemara here is speaking about cases where you embarrass somebody who is a barboishes, somebody who is embarrassed. There's different situations. So we see from here that there has to be at least somebody who is subject to the parsha boishes. But if somebody who's not subject to the concept of Baishas, of course you wouldn't have to pay. Continues the Gemara, Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Ein Levadan Baishas. As we just said, if there's no Baishas, so then there wouldn't be any payment. Vi Rav Shimon, Ha'amar, the Skamal Vai Shazer, Bi Shazer. If you intended to embarrass one person and instead you embarrass someone else, you're potter. Says the Gemara, My Tama. Where does Rav Shimon take this opinion that if you intended to embarrass one individual and you instead embarrass someone else, you're potter? From, he learns it from the halacha of Ketala, from the case of a murderer. Madam Ketala, just like when we speak about murder, the halacha is Adam Skavalei, you're not chayv unless it was meditated, premeditated to kill this individual. The ksib, because the Torah says, V'or v'loi v'kom v'lov, achi skavalei, until you intended that particular victim. Baishas nami, Adam Chavalei. So too is the halacha by Baishas. The ksib, because the Torah says, V'shol chiyoda v'chzik v'mavashosov, achi meskavalei. So, and Rav Shimon's opinion is that you have to have intention for this specific individual. And you didn't have intention for that individual. It says, Dumara, Lailan Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana of this price is Rabbi Yehuda. The Koyikam Rabbi Yehuda ain't Levadim Baishas. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said that Avadim don't have Baishas? Lemisvei, to actually give them the payment. Aval, Lemesim, to make the evaluation. That Mishiminimba, that applies by an Evan as well. Vibai Sema, or we could say a Filutema Remeir. We could say the Bryce is Remeir, Mi Savrit, but we understood the Bryce to mean Godl means a wealthy person, Gol ben Nechasim. And Cotton, we understood to mean a Cotton ben Nechasim, that a poor person, Loi. Godl means a Godl Mamish, the Cotton means a cotton mamish. It means an adult versus a child. Ask the Gemara, the cotton bar boishesu, is a child subject to boishes? Answers the Gemara, in. Even a child that is subject to boishes. Where is that said? The michlamei or michlam. If somebody embarrasses him and he feels pain for it, then he is subject to boishes. Hachanami, the case of our Mishnah, the case over here is the Mechlameya Mechlam, that it's a child, but it's a child who's already old enough to feel the Boishas. And therefore, that's the case that even Ramey would agree that he's subject to Boishas. And now that we've learned a very important point, and that is that even children, Katan Bar Boishasu, that a child could also could feel it. So the Chashuki Chemed says that he quotes his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, how sensitive we have to be when it comes to children. He says that Rav Chaim Kanievsky used to say that when he was in school, there was a boy who was from the better boys in the class, one day did something inappropriate. And because of his behavior, his Rebbe embarrassed him. The way he embarrassed him was that he put him into a class of younger boys for the day. He should feel embarrassed. He said that what happened was that boy, from that experience, left yeshiva and left Yiddishkeit. We have to be so sensitive, as Agamar just taught us, how not to embarrass anyone, including the youngest child, if he feels the embarrassment. Says the Mishnah, Mevayishas Orim. If somebody embarrasses somebody who's not wearing clothing, Mevayishas Asuma. If somebody embarrasses somebody who's blind, Mevayishas Yoshin. If somebody embarrasses somebody who's sleeping, Chayiv. Obviously, the Tosfos Yontov explains that this person who's sleeping, so while he's sleeping, he doesn't feel the embarrassment, but after he wakes up, he feels the embarrassment. That's considered boishes. And Tosfos Yontov explains that even though at the time of the act of boishes, he didn't feel the boishes, it only came later, that's not considered a situation of Grumma. We keep on speaking in Am Masechta that it's about a Grumma ben Nezokin is not Chayv de Adam, is only Chayv de Shemayim, says the Tosfos Yontif, that this feeling, the embarrassment that comes later, is not considered a Grumma. And the same explained to Rishonim, that person who's blind, even though he doesn't feel the embarrassment the same like a seeing person, but he's still sensitive, he's still a human being, and that's why it's considered baishus. Yoshin Shabish is somebody who's sleeping, while he's sleeping, embarrassed somebody else, potter. Nafal Managag, if somebody fell off the roof, uvehizik ubiish, and as he falls off the roof, he hurt somebody, embarrassed him, chayiv al nezek, he is chayiv for the nezek, or pot al baishus. But he won't be chayiv for baishus, because the Mishnah teaches us that a new halacha. And the halacha that the Mishnah is teaching us is that when it comes to baishus payment, you only chayiv when you're miskaven levayish, when you have intention. And a person embarrass somebody without intention would not be chayiv. The pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, "Hachiach techiach hasamisecha v'loisisa olav chait." And the Panim Yofes explains, like we just learned that pshat in the pasuk, as we just learned in the Mishnah, that one is not chayiv for boishes at shiiskaven until he intends to embarrass the person. So that's what the Torah says, that your entire purpose should be to guide your friend to do what's right. I, by doing so, you may end up embarrassing your friend. As long as your intention was purely all you intended was to put him on the right track, and you didn't and have any intention of embarrassing him, then you won't have any avera for the boishes that you might have caused. But if it wasn't with the purest of intention, and therefore if it wasn't in the purest of intention, then maybe it will be different. And then the sisul of chait, you'll be carrying a sin when you give him mussar in a way that embarrasses him, and your intention wasn't 100% pure. It says, when I turn about a baisha orum, if somebody embarrassed somebody when he was wearing that clothing, chayiv. Ain't a diamond baisha orum, says the Bryce, however, it's not comparable when you embarrass somebody who is not wearing clothing, levaisha lovish. Similarly, baisha baisha merchitz, if you advise somebody in the bathhouse, you chayiv. However, it's not comparable when you embarrass somebody in the base of Mechetz, Levayisha B'shuk, when you do it in the street. Amamar, so the Gemara begins analyzing the Braisa. The Braisa says, Baisha Orim, if you embarrass somebody who is now wearing clothing, Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Orim Bar Baishasu, when somebody is not wearing clothing, is he subject to Baishas? Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa, my Orim, Dasa Zika Kachina Lamane. A wind came and lifted his clothing. Vasahu, and then this person came, with the linen tfei, raised the clothing even more, ubaishai, and he, until he embarrassed him even more. So we see from here, point out to Rishonim, that you don't have to do the baishas on the person's body himself, even if you caused embarrassment, even if he caused embarrassment by lifting his clothing, that is enough that it should be considered baishus. The Miri says a bigger chiddush. He says that what is the baishus? Where if you prevented the clothing was lifted, and you prevented that from him to be able to cover himself, that is called baishus. And the Shita says even a bigger chiddush. If a person is walking around this way, and somebody points out, look at that person, he's walking around not covered properly, pointing that out is considered also an act of boishes. The Shailas Achuvas Harmah says that if somebody speaks about another person and says about the person something that's embarrassing, that also, just as we just learned, would be considered an act of boishes. Then we learned in the Brice, if you embarrassed him in the Beis HaMerchitz, Shechayif, ask the Gemara, Beis HaMerchitz, by Boishes, who, when a person standing in the Beis HaMerchitz, is he subject to Boishes? Amar Papa, says the Gemara, it's not that he was in the Beis HaMerchitz, Baisha Gabenor, he was standing next to the river, and the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara is referring to the same example, that he was covered, it was not, it was somewhat, his clothing were lifted, as we just saw. By Rababa, by Mama, by Shayoshin, if he embarrassed the person when he was sleeping, and then Umeis, and then the person who was embarrassed passed away while he was sleeping. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Says the Gemara, Maikam Abayli. So we need to understand what is the question. So from here, the Meiri says that from here we learn that a Yoirish, a person who, the people who inherit that person, are entitled to all the payments, Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Shevus, Abayshes, that their relative was entitled to. So the question here is as follows. Amrav Zvid, Hach Kamibaylai, is the payment for Abayshes, B'shem Ksufa, because the person was embarrassed? And here, Hamislei, this person passed away. V'leslei Ksufa, he doesn't have that feeling. Adilma, B'shem Zalusuhu, that act towards this person is what is the payment for, and he did this act towards that individual, Ozlei. Tashma, so the Gemara wants to bring a right from the following Braisa. Ramei Oimer, Cherish, somebody who can't hear, a deaf mute, for cotton, yesh lambayshes. Shaita, however, ein lambayshes. Says the Gemara, Iyam bishlam zelusa, if we'll say that the bayshes payment is because of the zelusa that you're acting in a degrading fashion towards that person, hani nektani cotton. We could understand why a cotton is subject to boishes. Eli amr b'shem ksufa, because he was embarrassed, asked the Gemara, cotton bar boishesu, does a cotton have the ability to feel the emotion of embarrassment? Elamai, says the Gemara, if you're going to say that the payment is Mishem Zalusa, because of what you did, then ask the Gemara, Afil Shaita Nami, then a Shaita should also be subject to Baishas. And says the Gemara, Amri Shaita, if somebody, Rechman son, is a Shaita, Eilecha Baishas Ketulam is there. He already is at the highest level of Baishas, you can't make any more Baishas in him. Says the Gemara, Bekam Makim, no, still, goes back to Gemara, Nifshet Meha, why don't we bring a Raya from this Braisa, the Mishem Zalusahu, that the reason for the boishes payment is for your act. Because if we're going to say it's Mishim Ksufa, we come back to our question, Katan bar Ksufa who? Says the Gemara, that the Raya is not a Raya. K'damara Papa. Because we could explain, Rav Papa said, the Michla and Michlam, as we said earlier, there are children that already are old enough that feel the emotion of boishes. Achinami, the Katan that's being referred to here is a cotton, the michlame or michlam, that when he's embarrassed, he feels that pain. Rapapa says that the payment is because of the busha. Now, the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. Mishum ksufa de dehu, do we pay because of the embarrassment of this person, what he suffered embarrassment? And this person is not here anymore. Hamayislei. Was the boishes payment also for the family's embarrassment? And even though this person, unfortunately, is no longer here, his family is here. Toshma. So Gemara brings a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Cheresh v'kotten yesh le boishes. Shoyte ein le boishes. Yeah, b'shlam v'mishum boishes v'mishpacha. If we're talking about the family, hanidiktani cotton. Because even if the cotton doesn't feel it, the family feels it. Eli Amrit Mishum Ksufa Didei, if his own embarrassment, Katan Bar Boishes Hu, Elamai, so what are we going to say? That the Boishes payment is Mishum Boishes to Bnei Mishpacha, for the family's embarrassment. So if that's the case, asks the Gemara, I feel a Shaita Nami. Answers the Gemara, Shaita Elcha Boishes Kodamazah, the family can't be more embarrassed. Asks the Gemara, But shouldn't this be a proof, the mishum boishes mishpacha, that the payment is because of the family's embarrassment? The mishum ksufa, if it's the person himself's embarrassment, the mikotten barbe ksufa, who does a cotton get embarrassed? And so tomorrow, amar apapa in, yes, like we would say, a cotton can be embarrassed in a situation that he's already sensitive enough. The Mechlame, if we embarrass him, or Mechlame, he gets embarrassed. And the Gemara brings a riot to this. V'tani, Rabbi Omer, Cherish, a deaf mute, yesh leiboshes. Shoita, ein leiboshes. Cotton, when we speak about a child, pomim yesh loy, sometimes he's subject to boshes, of pomim ein loy, sometimes not. How do we make this determination? Ha, the Mechlame, or Mechlame. If you embarrass him and he gets embarrassed, then he's subject to boishes. For her, the michlamei v'loy michlam. We learned in the Mishnah mevayishes a suma mevayishes a yoshin v'yoshin shebayish potin. Says the Gemara, Mashnisin, our Mishnah that says that a suma who embarrassed somebody else is chayiv is the like Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a suma. If a suma embarrassed somebody, ain loy boishes. He doesn't have to pay boishes. Kacha Rabbi Yehuda poiter. And so too would Rabbi Yehuda say that a suma is potter from Golias if he killed Golias, if he killed somebody b'shoigig, and he's potter from Malchus if he violated a mitzvah lo yisaseh, m'chayv meisiv bezdin. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in all these halacha? Says the Gemara, Gomar, he learns the halacha of einecha, einecham eidim zomim. In the parasha boishes it says lo yisachas einecha. And the Pashas Eidim Zoymimim, the Torah says, V'loi Sochus Einecha. Ma Hossam, when we speak about Eidim Zoymimim Sumim Loi, we can't, a blind person can't become Eid Zoymim, because the Eid has to be able to say, I saw something, this person's not able to see. Sumim, so we learn Xer Shava, the same thing by Boishas, Sumim are excluded. Mechai V'Goyalis, the Torah, when it speaks about the Pasha of somebody killing somebody b'shoigig, you're going to Golas. The Torah says, "Abchol Evan Ashiyamas by Belay Ra'ois, Belay Ra'ois, Belat L'Suma Divrei Rabbi Yehuda." A blind person is not in the category of going to Golas. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Remei Omer L'Rabbis L'Suma. So says the Gemara. How do we understand this machlokes? My time Rabbi Yehuda Amalach. The pasuk says regarding killing somebody b'shoigig, Ashiyamas Re'e B'yar Lacht of Eitzim, which means anybody. Afil Soma, Kos Rachmana, then the Torah adds the word Belarais, Lamuti to exclude a Suma. Rameya, says the Gemara, Kos Rachmana Belay Ruais, Lamuti. It comes to exclude a blind person who can't see. And then the Torah says, Ashiyik, Kos Rachmana Shiyiknus Rebe Vlay Das, Lamuti. Again, it comes to exclude a Suma because he can't know for sure what he did because he doesn't know exactly where his friend is. Havi, this is a case of mir achamiyot, a double miyot, and the aloch is a mir achamiyot el rabbis. And the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains this Gemara. A mir achamiyot, a person who constantly is humble and modest, el rabbis is great. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, how will Rabbi Yehuda explain? Hu b'lei das comes to teach us pratum skaven to udasa, that if somebody knew what he was doing when he murdered somebody else, then there's never going to be a din of golus. Chayv Basdin, so how do we know that somebody is a suma, never subject to chayv Mrs. Basdin? Ask your tzeach ritzeach, b'chayv golus. B'chayv malchus, how do we know that a suma won't ever be chayv malchus? Ask your rosha, b'chayv Mrs. Basdin. So we excluded him from chayv Mrs. Basdin. We're also going to exclude him from Malchus.